This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. As of today, the Massachusetts Attorney General is hoping that nursing homes in the state will become safer. It's because of legal settlements Attorney General Maura Healey has reached with seven nursing home facilities over resident deaths or injuries. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports on the reforms required by those settlements.
It was the summer of 2015, and Betty Crane was looking forward to her 70th wedding anniversary in December. But Crane's daughter, Candy Hitchcock, says her mother didn't make it past August. A caretaker at a nursing home didn't turn on the alarm on her bed.
And she got up and walked, and she was not found until the shift change. And she had a head injury.
A week later, Hitchcock says her mother died. She says her mother's death was a violation of an inherent trust.
We turn over our loved ones to skilled nursing centers because we do not have the training or the skill sets to care for them at home. We expect them to be safe. Unless facilities are held accountable, there will be no change.
And Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey agrees. That's why after the death of Hitchcock's mom and other similar deaths and injuries at other nursing homes, the AG's office launched an investigation into other elder care facilities across the state.
In one facility, a person died after being caught in outdated and faulty bed rails. In another facility, they failed to give a patient medication that would have prevented a fatal blood clot, and the person died.
In today's settlements, the nursing homes agree to increase monitoring over the course of 3 years. They face fines if they don't comply with recommended improvements. One of the nursing homes has closed, and Synergy Health Centers, which ran two nursing homes, is banned from operating in Massachusetts for 7 years. Despite people dying as a result of systemic failures, the Attorney General's office isn't seeking criminal charges. No one's going to jail.
We make our determinations based on the facts, based on the circumstances, and also based on the relief that we're trying to achieve. So we'll take whatever action we think is appropriate and best serves the interests of justice.
The investigation found that many facilities were understaffed or didn't have adequate staff training. Hitchcock, whose mom died in a nursing home, says she feels for those workers.
We have a lot of compassion for the caregivers. There were some that were doing their very best, but they didn't know what their very best could be.
Hitchcock says she hopes nobody has to suffer like her mom did in the care of a nursing home. Half the money from the settlements will fund nursing home inspections. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.